Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Never did a night shift in my entire career. Did middays. Hated that, too.
Yeah, I did mid. That's all I got. I never got afternoons or mornings.
No, I'm sorry. That's right. God, I'm not trying to insult you. I swear to God,
filled
I'm
in
not
once
trying
for
to
Mike.
Do that.
I felt the power. When Chad said, hello, America, and America said hello back, that's as close as I ever got, Mike.
Now, listen, is there a chance you could have an evil scientist say, we will sacrifice thousands of Chinese people, and then it will. Then we will send some of them over to the United States. Is that, well, anything's possible, but that's just right now, that's taking away from our ability.
It's a global
to
economy.
Maybe self-quarantine.
It's a global economy.
Like, don't let that get in the way of a good story, Oscar.
We dip. If we dip, they
dip. We put our hand on our hip, we dip, they dip, we dip. That's right.
We put our hand on our hip, and we dip, we dip, we dip.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, here we are, coronavirus show number whatever it is. I have a very special guest who's come into the studio with his very own microphone right now. Michael, you want to say hi to the guys?
Hi.
The microphone.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good.
How you doing?
Should I turn him up a little bit?
Yes, please. How are his headphones? I don't want to be too loud for those little ears. Are we too loud for you, or are we good?
Right into the
microphone. Good.
Right.
Yeah. Right, I love it. There's not many things cuter than oversized headphones. He looks adorable in those.
So how was your virtual school this morning?
Good.
What kids did you talk to?
Nolan, Cooper, myself, and Addie.
And your teacher?
Uh-huh, and my teacher and Sophia.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Sanford.
Miss Sanford, and how is she?
Good.
I hear, Michael, if you left-click on Miss Sanford, you can make her stop talking.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Try it. You can mute her.
He's being a jokester.
A merry prankster.
Yeah, you got to respect your teachers.
Yes.
You like the new studio?
Yeah.
You like coming in and saying hi to everybody?
Uh-huh.
What message would you have for our listeners during this time where everybody has to stay at home all the time? What would you say to them? What do you do to pass the hours?
Wash your hands.
Good.
Watch TV and relax and work out.
Ooh,
not
work
at
out.
Home. At home.
At home. Not at the gym, right?
Not at the gym.
No. Right. No.
And what are you waiting for today? What is the latest thing that's going to be delivered that you're excited about?
My pirate video game.
Oh
wow.
Who are you gonna play that with?
Dad.
All right.
Oh, that's
Guess
nice.
What?
What?
I got a Lego game, and I have a Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh, wow.
Well, this isn't affecting you. This is good times for you. You're having a good time at home.
Is this long vacation fun for you?
Oh, and I also got a fairy.
Ooh.
A Lego fairy.
Nice.
Yeah, a real, like, a cool one. And I told him that in my hometown, the Glastonbury Ferry that ran across the Connecticut River from Glastonbury to Rocky Hill is the oldest ferry in America.
Now, Mike, I thought up until, like, a couple weeks ago, the Glastonbury Ferry was your nickname.
Okay. All right, bye. Say bye. Say bye. What? No, I have to do the right... You want to show him something?
He's whispering.
Go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
That's so
go
sweet.
Get it. Come in and show and tell is fine.
Hey, he's got timing,
though. We're just
doing
the best we can.
Yeah, and he also is polite. He just says,
thanks
hey.
For making it me. Rob figured out a way to get that line in there, the Glastonbury Ferry. The oldest ferry in America.
I love
There's
it.
So many names I want to use now, but I can't do
no,
it.
I know.
Not,
not I
always
more.
Thought... Yeah, I don't even know if you can use that politically correct. All right, he's going to show his Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh, that is cool.
That is cool.
Isn't that, that's a beautiful
Kids
piece of equipment,
toys
isn't
these
it?
Days. That is
I know.
So cool.
Look at that. I'd love that
that's
if I was
so
a kid.
Cool.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, Mike, remember when we were
Hawk
little
helicopter.
And we were excited if we found a good stick?
Yep. Look at that.
I was on the yard. I found a great
stick. A rock that might look like something, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's a round rock. I'm keeping it.
Thank you. Fly your Blackhawk helicopter. Thank you very much.
Jeez. You can actually fit GI Joes in there.
Big ones like that are less expensive than like Legos.
They'll take a big one.
That's great. Oh, he's coming around.
Oh, he's back. Oh, he's swooping through.
Yeah. What would you want to say? Well, let me unmute you. What did you want to say?
Goodbye, duties.
Oh, there you go. He's got broadcast instincts.
There he goes.
He's good
there
to go.
He goes.
I mean, you want to talk about broadcast instincts? We were waiting around for a long time before the show started, but as soon as we go live, he just strolls
in.
He
knows what's up.
Yeah,
he knows,
You know, this is an open-air studio. It doesn't sound like that, but it is. And so
you sound great.
This is the first day. Thank you, Oscar. The polls arrived. Oscar got me the polls. Wachowski and Wisniewski, they all did that right now. Very, very
happy
about
that. Could have been me and my dad. Sure.
I know. So here we are. I will tell you something. I'm going to give a shout out. I like to, pick on people, but I feel great about the hands that the great state of New York is in control. Governor Andrew Cuomo, just right up until the time I came in watching this broadcast, watching his press conference, and every leader in the United States should take note of the work that goes into this information, where it was matter of fact, it was like bam, 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 information, little touch of empathy with it as well. But man,
what is the latest as of record time or show time?
He was talking about how they have not peaked yet, and the need they have, which I think is in the worst case scenario, will be 140,000 beds, and they're well short of that. And he listed what they're doing for that. Their greatest challenge in the state of New York, especially New York City, are ventilators. That is what they need more than anything else. They have, I think, tapped out as far as the ventilators. They're coming up with all sorts of creative ideas, like rolling these needs into the hotspots. So, for example, if you're in an area that doesn't need all the ventilators that you have, you give them to New York. Then, when the time comes, they sequentially send their ventilators to other
people. Yeah, you roll them across all their hotspots.
He was saying good words about speaking to the White House and the president and the vice president, and that's the way it ought to be done during these times. I think it's real easy just to bash people, but the only people I'm going to bash today on the show would be this guy, Glenn Beck, right? A DJ out of Baltimore who's now echoing the sentiments of that lieutenant governor from Texas yesterday, talking about sacrificing old people. Because to get the economy back on track, send your old people out to die.
Who is
that's
doing
what
this?
Glenn Beck did amplified the same view. You have the tape?
I do. And could you check and see if Michael's headphones are turned down? Because I'm hearing a little bit of a bounce. Yeah. But here is Glenn Beck. All he made this announcement yesterday, Oscar. The man wants to die.
I would rather have my children stay home and all of us who are over 50, go in and keep this economy going and working. Even if we all get sick, I'd rather die than kill the country. Because it's not the economy that's dying. It's the country.
What the?
You hack, douche, carny, DJ, loser, prick this is just my theory on Glenn Beck. I think that some of these guys are doing whatever they can to put the spotlight on them.
Of course.
I don't know if it's of course, because I don't know. Well, I am not inside of Glenn Beck's brain. It might be a legitimate attitude he has.
What about going and getting it and then telling us you went out and got it because you're doing it for your country? Like,
no, he's like we are. He's in a soundproof studio I'm quarantined at home with my family. I'm not quarantined. I'm going out. Yeah. I've gone to the store.
It's like go get one less bed, and then you say I'm out. I don't want a ventilator like a priest does to give it to someone that's young. Like, don't do that, and then show us what you're worth. Don't tell everybody else, hey, I'm willing to die and not really mean it.
Mike, the reason I said it's of course, and I can prove it, is because he doesn't have a background in news. He doesn't have a background, certainly, in medicine. Here is the background of Glenn Beck. If you want to take advice from this gentleman, just think about this from 1983.
It's Valentine's weekend at WPGC-FM Morningside. Glenn Beck at midnight. The music guarantee is not in effect once again today, Saturday, because of the snow emergency.
Shift I never did.
You can count on
I did.
Sorry, Oscar.
But keep in mind, while you're out there getting the coronavirus, the music guarantee has been suspended. Glenn Beck
never did
said
an overnight
so
shift. My entire career
did it for a long
never,
time.
Never did a night shift in my entire career. Totally off. Did middays. Mm. Hated that too.
Yeah, I did. That's all I got. Never got afternoons or mornings.
No, I'm sorry. That's right. God, I'm not trying to insult you. I swear to God,
filled
I'm
in
not
once
trying
for
to
Mike.
Do that.
I felt the power when Chad said "Hello, America," and America said "Hello back." That's as close as I ever got, Mike. As I
part
ever
of
got.
America. Part of America. Hey, here it is. This is the same thing that guy. That guy. This is not. If you're doing the, there are two. The only two options I can see. If you're saying this because you believe it. It's just a bizarro world and I can't help you. If you're saying it to get attention, well, that's then you're successful because you're getting that spotlight. If the lieutenant governor of Texas, wanted to say what he said yesterday to
Dan
put
Patrick,
attention
Mike,
on Dan Patrick, the non-sports Dan Patrick, if he wanted to put that on. Thank you. I wish I could name the listener that sent me the PM that, you know, the business he's in. He's a small business owner.
Yeah, he mentioned that. What business is he in?
He's a radio guy.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
he
great.
He owns radio stations. Let me see. I got
why don't
that.
Why do scoop us up and throw us on your dial, sir?
I bet he did a few overnights. Yeah. Hey, Dan Patrick.
I think it was Robert Wood. I think Robert Wood, our good friend, that guy. Robert
okay,
Wood.
Okay, my Wood.
It's
here's
Robert
something
Wood.
You need to know.
Here's something that you should know about Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick.
Mm. Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Robert, but okay, yeah. All right. Here, yeah. So I have an exchange with Robert yesterday, and Robert says to me, thank you, by the way, for getting back to me. And I love our listeners during this time giving us insight. Hey, Mike, I'm listening to you talk about Dan Patrick, the stupid one, not the sports one, of course. And I have known him for years. This is Robert
Wood.
Great.
Oh, great.
Having covered the Texas legislature, you are correct about him in every way. He is a moron. You won't believe what business he's in. Radio. He's been a station owner in both Houston and Dallas, and he had his own conservative talk show for years before he was elected lieutenant governor. His real name is Danny Gobe, and he is originally from Baltimore, like Beck.
We'll take it. This from the Batcave in Fairfax, Mike. Pony yes. Boy writes in, I support Glenn Beck's desire to sacrifice himself.
Yeah, but I think he should choose a more expeditious method than the virus. Just something quicker.
So thank you for that. I didn't know that he was a radio guy. And then you have Glenn Beck doing the same thing today. And then if you'd like, I wrote it down from the Cocoonville conspiracy theory of the day.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And because they're all out there now. They're doing because I guess there's nothing that's going to change. We substituted facts for opinion. Few years back, and that's just now. But now it'll never get in the way. Facts will never get in the way of a good
it
opinion.
It is surreal that we still have this conversation. Like, is it real? Is it not? The world is dying around us.
It's around not, our ears. It's not. It's something that if you thought Sandy Hook, where the little babies were shot to death, wouldn't be affecting people, then why are you surprised that this is not changing people?
Yeah, but this is the world. Like, this isn't just our country or our area.
But, I mean, that was kind of a bellwether, you know, where look what happened. Here's it. This is the
conspiracy theory, Mike.
Old Man on Range says this was sent here by the Chinese to destroy our economy.
I mean,
so there it is. Now, listen, is there a chance you could have an evil scientist say, we will sacrifice thousands of Chinese people and then we will send some of them over to the United States? Is that, well, anything's possible, but that's just right now that's taking away from our ability.
It's a global
to
economy.
Maybe self-quarantine.
It's a global economy. Like,
don't let that get in the way of a good story, Oscar.
We dip. If we dip, they
dip. We put our hand on our hip, we dip. That's right.
We put our hand on our hip, and we dip. So one of the things, watching the governor of the state of New York, it was this a PowerPoint presentation. It appeared to me he had a staff working overtime to come up with facts and figures, where they are, what they needed, what needed to be done. And it was truly, truly inspiring to see this type of press conference, to know that there are leaders that are out there that are doing this right now.
Agreed.
And with supreme respect to my own party, too. It was much more inspiring than when I saw Joe Biden with his blurry camera, you know, from his house in Wilmington, which is not, which is also being punted.
Yes.
All right. We got two of the biggies, the people that are going to be the leaders of the free world. And then you have Mr. I Have My Act Together, the governor of the state of New York, who is, I think, in the right place at the right time to hopefully get his state where my daughter lives through this terrible
situation.
And she's
out of the city, just so we're clear, right?
Yeah, but I mean, New Jersey's rough too, but she's in a you know, a rural area. It's density. He was talking about it today. It's density, density, density. And that's what we're dealing with. I think, I walk away from a, this is much like I do when I'm talking about meetings on our show. One more time. I walk away from fact-based meetings with information much more inspired than I do with, you know,
hope.
Superlatives.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hate that.
Speculation.
Give me real numbers. Give me what's happening.
I like real stuff. Yeah, it makes me, I can get my head around that. And it's just like on an airplane, when I'm flying on an airplane, I've always liked the pilots to talk and tell us where we're going and say, look out the right window, we're going to be landing. If you got a pilot, I don't like the ones that shut up for the whole flight. I like information. Give me information. Because you see, Oscar, when I'm on a plane.
While you're staring at the map on the TV in front
when
of you.
When I'm staring at the map on the TV, and I believe every time I get on an airplane, I'm putting myself in a life-threatening position.
Fair enough.
That's true.
And so so when the pilot communicates with it, well, the pilot that we have in the state of New York, even though it does not directly affect my state, is speaking about facts and what he's doing, and that in itself calms people down.
Yes.
And you will have, when the dust settles from all of this, you will have one particular political leader who I believe will come out of this, you know, in that hero category. And I think his name is Andrew Cuomo. I really, really believe. And he comes from good stock. I loved his father. And I think it's terrific. I've always talked about my man crush that I have on his brother, Chris, who's on CNN.
Sure.
And I do. And it's just, it's facts. It's just logic.
Well, the state leads the country because it has the greatest city in the world in it. And we've spent enough time in that city to know that they know how to run things. I'm sorry that they're so hardly hit. But if any place can handle it, it's New York City.
Well, let's see what happens in the few days.
We gotta hope and pray
and do that.
Mike, is there a short order kitchen going on in your backyard? Or
why are you hearing?
On?
Are you hearing,
I'm hearing
a lot
the
of clinking?
Clinking. Yeah, some clinking.
Order up.
Hey guys, guys, Carla, you can't. Not when I'm doing the show. Every sound counts, son.
Just like every dollar.
Yeah, don't let the virus. When you make noise, the virus wins.
Yeah. It dips.
I also had an open mic in here. So,
no worries.
So this is about the world economy, Mike.
See, you don't hear what I hear. I hear a different thing. I think it sounded. How does my audio sound?
Fantastic.
Really? I guess it's super sensitive. Yeah. That I had a mic that was. And
the open mic would attribute to that, Mike. So she can.
Let me see if the open mic when I open this microphone. Let me see if I can hear Carla. Carla, are you still in the kitchen?
Oh no, she's gone. She's scurried. She's mad.
Sorry, she's scurried.
She left the dirty dishes and said, "No, I'm not going to be on your funny show.
Put anyway, my hand up on your dish.
Show.
Then we dish, they dish, we dish."
Very nice, Rob. Very clever.
Very clever.
Very clever, boys.
Hi, come on over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah, no, you're making a
great
snap. Here you go.
Carla, you're welcome anytime. We were just trying to help Mike out.
Open door policy. Yes.
So you
want to put
the
headphones on?
Yeah.
No, I can hear.
Happy
put the headphones
hour,
on. I installed
hour,
them when I put the new studio
tomorrow,
in.
Tomorrow,
I really did.
Friday, tomorrow.
Happy
it's
hour.
Tomorrow, tomorrow. Already Friday?
Are we at the 5-minute mark, Rob?
It's the two days.
Oh, okay.
No, we're at 17:40.
Feels like Thursday.
You know what? When I close that, all right, forget it. That's a behind the scenes thing. You're going to have to keep track of time and cue me.
So
that's
fine. Beef.
What?
I have a beef.
What's my beef?
Yes.
What's up?
What's that?
I was making myself lunch. Now I can't because the mic was open.
Well, you can make yourself lunch.
I can't even eat.
Make a soft lunch, like paper plates and bread, things that don't clink.
I know. I had to heat some Mexican food up from last night.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh,
yeah, we got Mia. Yeah. We got Mia carry out.
Good. You're patronizing.
And then I spent the rest of the night nervously reading articles about, is carry out safe?
I told you it's not.
It is. I think it is.
How's the Mia handling it? Do they bring it out to your car?
Yeah. They have to drive through window at Mia. They have
I didn't realize that. You never mentioned that feature.
To go margaritas?
Yeah. We haven't dove into the. Dove in.
Yeah.
I'm nervous today for some reason.
Well, anyway, I will not make any more noise. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
but you can eat. We don't want you not to eat.
Oh, okay.
You got to eat.
How about a nice bowl of bisque with a straw?
Look at me. All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
This is not going to be a habit. Everybody, the whole family coming on the show.
Bowl of bisque with a straw was genius, Rob.
Thank you.
Because it's a quiet snack.
But it's nourishing. Bowl of bisque?
If you want something to eat during showtime, it's got to be something that's a quiet snack.
That's true.
A quiet snack. It was the preparation of the snack, you know?
Hey,
Carla, as an experiment, make as much noise as you can in the kitchen, and I'll just hold the mic up.
All right, here we go.
How about silverware?
Yeah, dishes.
Yeah, clinking.
Okay, I guess it only can be done when you don't want it. It's like getting Beluga to walk across the hardwood floor.
Mike.
Hey, how about the ice maker? Did you hit the ice maker?
I was doing it.
What, silverware? All right, I couldn't hear it. All right, love you.
Is Facili, is that the, what is it called?
Facillo.
No, when you make noise with objects. Like it's an old film style of
Foley?
Sound effects. Foley, not Facili.
Yeah. Foley.
Foley.
Yeah. Yeah, Facili. Yeah, it's a, Facili. It's a Foley sound effect and it's a Foley catheter. So I don't understand how my timer works on my digital timer. When I close it, it stops. So that's the way that works. So I have 8 minutes. What do you have?
It is a 2026.
Mike, we're blowing by. Yeah.
All right. Start the goddamn show then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me go relax at the pool. I'm going to the pool area. Now, I don't know how you people do the pool, but when I go to like a public pool, hotel pool, I go away from the people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat. A group of guys came down loud. I'm not into loud people. I heard them before I saw them. It's this group, the high five group. Never get this group that comes down. Why? You're 42 years old. Why are you high fiving? You're at the pool. You didn't score a touchdown. What are you high fiving people for at the pool? And they sit right next to me. I'm like a magnet for these types, right? Guy took his shoe off. 4 band-aids on his foot.
Whoa.
How does it get to 4 band-aids? How does this happen? After 1 band-aid, isn't that a hospital visit? What are you trying to fix at your home with 4 band-aids? 1 box of band-aids should last your entire life. This is a one-time purchase. When you die, you should have leftover Band-Aids for generations to come. And I'm thinking, if this guy gets into the pool with his Band-Aids on, they're going to have to drain the pool and refill it. I'm not getting into the pool with Band-Aid juice floating on top of the pool. All right? There's always a Band-Aid. There's always a loose Band-Aid in the pool. It will find you. You'll be talking, hanging out, right? The damn thing will just come in. You're like, oh, God! It's a bad day! Get it away from me! Get it away from me!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to be with you today, and hopefully you're all hanging in there all over the country. We normally single out cities, but let me send this message out to the entire U.S. of A.
Hear, hear.
For all of you in the hot spots like California and the state of Washington, where we have a tremendous amount of fan base, and also the great state of New York, and even my home state of Florida that's, you know, increasing their cases every day. Hang in there. Listen to the right people. Listen to the right people. That's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to the people that have medical degrees and the people that know exactly what's going on so we can all get through this. And I have a tremendous amount of optimism that we will get through it. So hang in there. We love you all. And by the way, we're here for you every single day, mm-hmm. and that's not changing. So make sure you tune into the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll have a show for you, especially Friday, our cocktail party that starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us with your favorite libation, and we'll be taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we'll talk to you on the Yak Shack when we do our little cocktail party with no real prep for the show. We just come in here, open our microphones, and do it, and then roll it over into a bonus hour. So it's really about 2.5 hours of wonderful content for you, and we're going to do that for you on Friday. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. Due to the coronavirus and market instability, mortgage interest rates are now coming off their all-time lows. So it's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust. Call my friends. I know them. I worked with them. I got a mortgage through them at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates have moved up due to liquidity. So what does that mean? In the first quarter of 2020, there were 4 times the amount of mortgages written than normally happened in an entire year. This has caused a shortage in liquidity. Let me explain what that is. Banks are raising their rates to offset the volume in order to slow things down. It's classic supply and demand. Luckily, Cornerstone First Financial is in this for the long haul and is on top of all the latest developments with the mortgage arena. Cornerstone is your source for the lowest rates and the best programs. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. They live with this. This is their business. This is what they do. If you're somebody that says, but I got this house deal, I've got to get a mortgage, they'll help you. That's what they're there for. 202-625-1221. These rates will get back to their historic lows. So I'll call now and get on board. 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Thank you to all of them. So here we are. Another day, another scary situation where we're watching these cases and nobody knows for sure exactly what's going to happen. And Oscar said that he's been trying to work with the good folks at ESPN, and apparently you had a bit of a morning where things did not all go as well as anticipated. So first of all,
it wasn't long ago we were supposed to start at 9 a.m. and it kept getting pushed and pushed.
In fairness to me, we had a big offline group meeting. I said, look, with this COVID-19 in place, the only people that are coming to the station or to the headquarters Village. Is Shannon, myself, and Maddie. And Maddie is in her own little bubble to the left of me as she produces this program, right?
Right.
So when you're attempting to do the job of what probably would take 6 team members with 2 team members, it's fraught with peril. Like something will happen. Something will happen.
Sure.
And in both a blessing and a curse, Mike, you know that we talk about redundancy. Like we have to have coverage.
Yeah. Right.
And we have, I got to tell you, and no knock against the Howard Stern Show. God bless them. You know, they're infinitely more popular than we are. He's got a reign of hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's on satellite radio. Our show sounds better than they do. I'm shocked that they don't have a better system in Stern's place, and all his entire team doesn't sound as great as we do. So I'm proud of our team here, and Pony and Maddie and everybody else.
We've been audiophiles since the very beginning.
From the beginning,
We work on it.
Our video presentation is pretty damn good for our little outfit here, right?
When you think of the bodies that are doing it, you know, my God, if you told me 20 years ago that I'd turn myself into an audio and broadcast engineer, I would have laughed you out of the room. I mean, I I know I showed everybody this studio that I have here, but
you've rebuilt three studios in the last 3 months. Rebuilding.
If you showed me a picture of this and said, by the way, you'll be putting that together, I would have laughed you out of the room. It's not that hard when you think about it, but ultimately, we've done a great job with the crew that we have.
But it's redundancy.
Right.
Like you need, so we know if there's something drops right now, there's a backup. Like I could literally run into the other studio, link right back up with you, we're good to go.
Exactly.
Like that's the beauty of what we've built here over the years, not just at TMOS, but Podcast Village. So ESPN,
one of the things that makes me so proud of no, I just hit my mute button. I'm sorry.
Deja vu.
I had to
deja
vu. I'm sorry.
Okay. ESPN calls us last week, and because we have such a because we're doing everything we can to survive as a business and also get as much business as honestly possible to keep all our team members employed and the lights on and lease covered. Yeah. We're doing everything we can. And Mike, you're gracious enough to say, look, if we have to adjust the schedule, we'll adjust the schedule until this pandemic is over. We'll do the best we can. Because what usually happens if ESPN calls and there's a morning gig, Rob Ford, Shannon, and another team member go to the studio on M Street.
Right.
But now, because that can't happen, it's just myself and Shannon.
Okay.
We get there. The last, 2 weeks, we've been doing live shots to national television. Like live from our studio on M Street with Dominique Foxworth. And so he goes in the studio by himself. We're in a control room and we're doing live shots. And this is surreal to us because we're seeing what we're posting on television and they're calling us directly into that studio. Today, this morning, we arrive at 6 a.m. for an 8 o'clock shoot because we're always looking for like what's going to break today. We go live. He looks fantastic in the 9 o'clock hour. He looks beautiful. Like he's lit perfectly. He's on television. He's on Get Up, that national show on ESPN. And I would say no less than 5 minutes in, the mic rack dies. The wireless mic rack that ESPN gave us to use, it dies.
Oh no.
So what happens when you don't have another $15,000 piece of equipment that the broadcast system let you borrow to make this happen?
Explain for all of us what a mic rack is. It's a unit that actually is the receiver for the wireless microphone,
It's two units. And it's cost prohibitive for outfits like us.
Of course.
But when they let you borrow it to make it happen, you use their equipment.
Of course,
And so it's a wireless mic system like you would see in any newsroom. And then you have an IFB transmitter that has an IFB like you would see in any newsroom. Like you're familiar with
these. Yeah. Sure. I know what you're talking about.
Little earphone.
Yeah.
It's a receiver and a sender.
Yeah.
You know? But the rack mount is the receiver transmitter unit that sits in a rack, and that controls the microphone that he's using, which is a lavalier microphone that attaches to his shirt, and an IFB, which I've always called it an IFB. I have no idea
it is an IFB.
It means interrupted foldback. I remember
is that what it is
for some reason. Yeah,
and that goes over the ear. You see all the anchors with that.
Yeah,
and it blows up. It just like shorts out.
So 5 minutes in,
and that's all you have, right?
And he's live on television. If you DVR'd this, you're going to see we've lost Foxworth in DC. We'll get back, and then it's like they switch. They go to the other guest,
right?
And it's just Shannon and I.
Drill.
Calling Bristol and New York because the main host is in New York. We're getting fed through transmissions in Bristol, and it is. And if you want to test the marriage,
Let me ask this first of all. How much broadcasting was he able to do today? Well, did he do a live show?
It ended up working out because
calm down.
Yes.
Your English suffers when you get all agitated.
This is true, Mike.
All right.
Take a
deep breath. First of all, what time were you scheduled to sign on with Fox?
9 a.m. live to the world.
And he goes on at 9.
Yes.
And he's clear and it looks good and everything's fine.
For 5 minutes. And then the system dies.
And how long was he scheduled? How long was he scheduled to
be
on the air?
An hour.
Oh, he was like paneling the whole show?
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
So they were dependent on his content.
Yes.
Oh God.
So I'll say that Shannon, cool under pressure. Me, cool under pressure. No fighting. We know not to freak out. We look at the system. We see that the system looks like it's on, but something might have been like powered down, because you can see, you can, you, if there's an international sign when something has been fried, and that is when the dimming of lights on the LED go down dramatically. There's like some power issue, or there's a surge. Something is happening that's out of our control. We're not electricians. We don't know.
Now, I have a question. Yeah. When the actual moment happens, when that switch of problem is flipped, he's still, the video is still making it up to the show, right?
Yes, the audio is not.
They can't hear him. He can't hear them. So how long is there a blank looking Dominic Fosworth staring at the camera before they realize they need to cut?
That would be easy.
Okay.
He can still hear them. They just can't hear him.
Even worse.
Yes.
All right. So he's getting the transmission. And I would, now my engineering savvy would say that's a mic issue.
Yes.
That it's the it's the cable that's going into.
And I would happily, Mike, take one of these guys and just swap them out and be like, here you go, new mic, new cable.
And sometimes when it's live on air, it's very difficult trying to get people to know what's going on, like when I'm trying to text Rob and get him to look at his phone.
Yes.
That's it. Which is really one of the single hardest things to do in the history of mankind. Thank you. All right.
Just on top of that, Mike, I wouldn't let you down.
All right. Very good. All right. Thank you.
So what ends up happening is simply, I don't have a redundancy for this rack. I just don't.
Because you only have the one.
Because I just have the one.
Right.
There's one rack. Like, I can't just go and bring in one of these RE20s and be like, hey, here you go.
RE20's a microphone, ladies. Yes.
Right on.
All right, very good.
So I call Bristol. And I'm like, hey, not for nothing, your rack just died. but, you know, do you want to try FaceTime? Because that might work. It's going to be a little crude, but that'll go.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, let's go to FaceTime. They end up having to do the rest of the show on FaceTime.
But that's what they, I've seen the CNN reporters, and in this day and age, that's completely legitimate, because I've seen so many reporters. I saw Dana Bash interviewing the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and Dana was on FaceTime or something close to it. Or was a terrible camera.
It's grainy, you know, but Mike, you know how we, for years, we've repped ourselves on pride of doing it right.
Right.
Doing it right.
Exactly.
Doing it right. And what killed me is I knew when I got one of those.
I'm basically Skyping every day.
Yeah.
That's what you see
me. I've got a. You look great. You look fantastic.
As good as you can look on this.
You look better than a FaceTime call.
Rob, Oscar's the only one that's got the real camera going, because he's back at our studio. But I mean, I'm looking at Rob, and that looks pretty good too. It looks.
I need any better resolution on me anyway.
But your light bulb is is lighting you really, really well. But it looks
Thank you.
When you're doing this broadcast, like I'm looking kind of at the screen right now.
Yeah.
Rob looks like he's looking at a billboard on top of a Hollywood sign right now. When you're your monitor, how high up is your monitor right
now? It's exactly eye level. It's exactly eye level. But the problem is, to the left or to the right? If my camera is slightly to my left, because if I put the camera dead in front of me.
So your camera's down low,
I can't,
and your monitor's up high.
Yeah, I can make my camera higher.
No. You look fine. It just looks like you're on the mic.
I could put on a little eyeshadow.
long story short, Mike, we can't come to the rescue.
Oh, God.
My wife is
Did you get him on FaceTime?
Yeah, he did the rest of the show fine.
All right.
But how long were you down? What was your downtime?
We were down for a good 11 minutes, which is not good for any television show that's live.
Right.
But, Mike.
Did you fix it?
Yes, after the show was done. Because
you didn't do it during the,
No, we got it done during the broadcast, but I texted the studio in New York, and I said, we're ready to go. They're like, let's not chance it. We're just going to stick with this.
What was the problem?
Of all things, a loose cable on the back. That was
for junior broadcasters. Wow. And this is, I like this occasionally to be, we have a lot of radiophiles, a lot of people that are in the business.
Yeah.
How many issues over the years that we would sit there and troubleshoot and think about
and over-engineer,
connection and
over
engineer, and it would end up being a crappy cable.
XLR, bad XLR that was loose.
A bad XLR cable.
Yeah.
It just ended up being a bad
this
cable.
Is what was rough is that we've done this already three times, and the fidelity and sound was fantastic. If anything, there were some questions about the camera, which we got settled and fixed. So I when I got on the call with the producer after the show, I was like, so sorry. He goes, are you kidding me? He's like, the idea that you got FaceTime up and running is shocking, let alone in this current pandemic, COVID-19. Because the reason why you see all these broadcasters all blurry and in their offices with bad
connections.
Because
they're doing it themselves.
Like when Fox comes in, Mike, we have to instruct him from 6 feet away with gloves and a mask on like how to put on his microphone. Like we can't do anything for him. We can't get too close on the lights. We can't do anything. So even when we swapped out for the FaceTime cam, we had to get Fox to go in the back of the studio while we were doing that to fall into place of the COVID-19.
But on the bright side, this is really allowing us to have some really sensational broadcasting. Kudos to Channel 5, who this morning gave us a guided tour of Tucker Barnes's condominium, because that's where he's broadcasting from.
That's another Tucker. Another Tucker. All right. Well, what is our running time, Rob Spiewak?
We're at 37 minutes right now. We're doing just fine.
All right. Let me know at 35 and at 47, and then at 57. Those are the write those numbers down. Wave your arms wildly. That's what I was talking about. But that would
Mike,
be great.
Always check the cable. Always.
Yeah, I know.
Always.
I know, and I got a bunch of them. I got them. And by the way, this is the we call this the Diaz rule. When you have a crappy one, throw it away.
Yeah, cut it, throw it away.
Cut it, throw it away. Yes.
We've been there. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things, because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with a hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals?
No.
I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Thank you very much. Where's Dahlia? Haven't heard from her in a while. Is she doing all right? Anybody hear from old Dahlia?
She had to ship back to St. Louis when they closed down the university. She sent
a shame.
Very emotional letter that she was going to miss us all at Podcast Village, but, you know, best to be home, I suppose.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Probably. Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, so much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they deliver. Check out this actual testimonial. This person says, I heard about Lightstream on a podcast and was able to look on the website and get clear information. The application process was quick and easy. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information, and we thank you. So with all the problems you had and getting everything straightened out, you had mentioned that you may be in divorce court. How? And I realize Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong, is Shannon here now doing the video for this show, or is
Shannon
Maddie doing it?
Has stayed back to troubleshoot the audio engineering. Maddie's actually doing the video as we speak.
Oh, okay. So yeah. And Maddie was doing another show today
right?
Well, to all the people that are helping us and, you know, helping this show and helping other Podcast Village shows, Maddie and Shannon and Oscar and everybody really help, you know, thank you for all your help.
That's
and thanks
kind of
for continuing to do this. And we're very, very happy to be able to bring you a show every day and to do it this way. Wouldn't necessarily be a little different story if we were on the radio. We'd be a little more freaked out.
This is the upside. Sure. Think about this, Mike. When... Yesterday, D.C. declared, or the Mayor Bowser says to all D.C. residents that... what?
She was great on Sha-na-na, Mike.
Isn't it Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. There's a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. No, I'm sorry.
Lord.
There's a giggle in the walk. I'm sorry. There's a giggle in the talk and a wiggle in the walk that makes the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loser like a big. Sorry.
Oh, baby, that's what
she
I
declares
like.
That DC, not all non-essential businesses have to close, and they all close tonight at 10 p.m. That's the curfew. You're
where
done.
Is Good Guys on that list?
Yeah, I do not know. I do not know.
I know.
Hey, Rob,
that
just
is a place
say
where
all you need to say is Mayor Bowser said. All right, and then I'll finish it. All right,
okay.
Ready?
Mayor Bowser said,
"Oh, I wonder, whom the do." who wrote the book of love. I wish I knew.
Bowser.
So, Mayor, how is Mayor Bowser? How would you rate
Guilty.
The mayor of D.C. during? Is she hot? No.
She's attractive. Yeah. She'd say so. Yeah. For a mayor, I imagine.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I had this exact discussion with my father over the weekend. The name throws me. Bowser is literally the name of either the lead singer of Sha Na Na or also a good name for a dog. And so when they say Mayor Bowser, it just it seems almost like they're making fun of her.
Also,
but it's her given name.
Or a Nintendo character, right?
Could be.
Do you? When I think of politics, I think of ugly politics. So I don't really think of anybody. If anyone's just fairly attractive, male or female, I'm like, okay, that's a good looking person, right? For politics, it's ugly Hollywood. We talk about
Thomas,
it all the time.
Thomas Jefferson was a very handsome man.
So
red
dreamy.
I think she's in a good space if you're accounting for that.
Okay.
Mike, I'm going to tell
I'm
you
here.
That Mayor Bowser said.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. It was meant to be this way, though I don't know why. I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay.
So all non-essential businesses have to close by 10 p.m. tonight. And I think she's doing a fantastic job because we're trying to fight this COVID-19 ordeal pandemic. We're doing our part to flatten the curve. So I, as a business owner, like I'm sure Jimmy has had, and a lot of our listeners that have small businesses, you start figuring out like, okay, if we close, am I still going to be able to do the TMOS show out of the podcast village? Do I need to go start broadcasting from home? Do I need to build a studio at home? Am I going to be able to pull everybody in at the high quality and high definition? Where's Maddie going to go? Does Maddie have to stay at home? You start thinking about 20 different things that need to happen before 10 p.m. tonight. I call the city. The city actually answers, shockingly enough.
Amazingly.
And Mike, you'll be happy to know that as of today, March 25th, we fall into the essential business category where we're doing two things. We're a media company, and two, we are helping the teleworking staff that's not from here. So
who gave us permission to do that, Rob?
Oh, Mayor Bowser said,
silhouette, 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 wow, silhouette, two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, am I getting a little delay there?
No, you're fine. I'm back. Happy talk.
Happy talk. All right. So, that's great. So we've been cleared as an essential business.
We are cleared under the regulations. So we can do the show. We can do the show, which is great.
Well, we really can't because right now my picture is really messed up. That's down here. That's on me, I believe. So
well, you look great. You look great up here.
Yeah,
you look great up here, and you sound.
Well,
fantastic.
Who told us? Who told us that we look great?
Mike, this just in. Mayor Bowser said.
Long, tall Sally, she's real sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Whoa, baby. Oh, I wonder whom to do. Who wrote the book of love?
Mayor Bowser also went on to say that it was a mistake that she was booked to play Woodstock.
Mm. Oh, little darling. Hop, 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 little darling. Bup, 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 I didn't need you. Bup, 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 I never do. Come go with me. Come go with me. I had a Sha Na Na album. My sister had a Sha Na Na album when I was growing up that I memorized. I actually knew all the songs.
All the oldies? Do you remember Sha Na Na had a syndicated television show?
Yeah, yeah. And then Bowser was, of course, the biggest, doofiest, dumbest looking guy. And so he became the most popular. Yeah. That's the way that
was. Mike, I have very limited Sha Na Na music at my disposal, but was this on your album? Just like Romeo and Juliet?
No, this doesn't sound anything like him. Hey, it's the Sha Na Na Show.
With a long intro.
No, that sounds like an instrument. What is that?
This is
a TV theme intro.
Finding a job tomorrow morning.
No, blow that.
Is this Sha Na Na?
That is Sha Na Na.
That is the most non-Sha Na Na Sha Na Na I've ever heard. Sha Na Na is more like, wonder.
Yeah. They also, this is them at Woodstock. They did what At the Hop at Woodstock. That was their big, and it was weird that I think it was before Bowser joined the band that they played Woodstock.
The mayor.
Yeah. Is that it? What was that? What were you playing?
This is Sha Na Na at the Woodstock Music Festival.
This is it. The hop. All right. We got it. All right, that's Woodstock.
That's it.
You gotta get rock and roll. You gotta get the album. You'll like this. You will love this album. It's Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay. That's the name. That's the album that that I grew up listening to from Sha Na Na. Fantastic
Sha-na-na.
Album. Sha Na Na. That's where I memorized Chantilly Lace. It was wonderful. So we're essential. Is that what you're saying?
We're essential, Mike. And the beauty of it is that the video presentation here does not have to suffer.
That's good. That's it's suffering from me because I'm not getting anything.
Don't get like happy, Mike. No.
Something's wrong with my Skype.
I can call you back.
Call me back.
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
All right, thank you. Good. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's lonely being cooped up at home, not being able to socialize with friends. But may I propose a solution? This Friday, you can join your friends for a virtual cocktail party. Log on to the official Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook for a live taping of TMOS at 4 o'clock Eastern. Bring your favorite libations for an afternoon of hijinks and hilarity. The phone lines will be open at 1-888-920-MORE for you to call in and commiserate. The fun doesn't end there. Immediately afterwards, there will be a live stream of the bonus show for everyone, a perfect way for you to enjoy the ribaldry and antics of TMOS unfiltered and unfettered, and a fantastic way to sample the show so you can grab a subscription. Make a point of joining the fun this Friday, and bring plenty of ice. Cheers.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey. Honey is a sweet way to save money. Listen to me, friends. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Saving with Honey is like hitting the lottery because Honey will surprise you with money in the form of savings you're not expecting. Ka-ching! Honey makes you feel like the head coach in the football game of frugality. Winning!
Winning!
I have tiger blood. Mm-hmm. Yes, sirree. Hi. No, it still sucks on my end. Sorry. Let me call you.
Okay,
you
can call us.
I'm going to call you back.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to call you.
Hang up.
Very good. All right. Do you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora? I knew when we started talking about technical stuff, we'd be screwed.
Oh, we jinxed ourselves, yeah.
Target, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy. They're adding more every day. Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. That's wonderful. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory, and you're shopping from home, okay?
Okay.
Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS, and thank you. but you know what? You know what'll be a palate cleanser? Yes. How about the mailbag? Let's open up the mailbag right now and share letters that we've received from all over the country. And Rob tells me it's a good one because we didn't get to it last week. He tweaked it, so this is kind of a two-weeker, and we're doing it on Wednesday the following week. Mm-hmm. Rob, anything in the TMOS gift bag?
Mike, actually, yes, something that you will adore. I emailed you a copy of this, but I will read it to you. This comes from one of our favorite listeners. He's a Leesburger like me. His name is Harry Ginka, and he has the hard copies of these certificates, but he didn't want to deliver them until all the coronavirus stuff settled down, so he sent me scans of it. What it is, it's a letter, and it says, "Dear Mike O'Mara," and there's another letter for Carla and another letter for your son, Michael. Wow. "We'd like to welcome you as the newest members of the Society of Irish Landlords."
Ooh.
And he has gotten you certificates. You are now officially a lord in the land of Ireland, because lord is the same thing as being a landowner. So he has purchased this title for you. Carla is technically a lady, but you and Michael are lords, and you have frameable parchment certificates proving as much, because by being a landowner in Ireland, you're allowed to call yourself a lord. And he has bought you a tiny piece of property.
It's huge. Huge. Hey, that's a fine thing, Harry. I appreciate that. That's so fine of you to do that. I can't believe it. I've always wanted to be a lord, which means I'm a landowner.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right. That's wonderful. Thanks so much. That's great. I think I'll have a Guinness and put it on you today.
By the way, is this music too loud?
Oh, now it is. We can do that. Before it wasn't. It's festive. Yeah.
But I do love Mike.
What?
The last paragraph of the letter.
It's a
the last paragraph?
I said the last paragraph of the letter.
It reads, as a member of the Society of Irish Landlords, you may use your title of Lord O'Mara on letterheads, business cards, or when checking into hotels or making restaurant reservations. We hope you enjoy your new title. I've sent you the scanned copies, but as soon as things settle down, he has the actual documents for you. They're beautiful. You can see, I'll show it again. It's printed on parchment in beautiful calligraphy.
Well, wait a minute. That looks like the real one right there.
No, this is just a scan that I printed out. The real one is in his hands. He will send to you shortly.
Oh, I can't wait. Lord of Kerry.
Yes, that's
aren't
you.
Are you the Lord of Kerry?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, that's sweet wonderful. Let's move on with the mailbag. Dear mailbag, looking ahead to next... Thank you, Harry. Looking ahead to next Monday, March 30th, I want to wish an early 42nd Feliz Cumpleaños to Oscar. That comes from our friend Dirk, the most thoughtful man
thank
in America. Hope you're doing well out there, Dirk, and you're going to be 41?
Duke Vastrick. 42, Mike, 42.
Duke Vastrick writes... I'm trying. Here are my recommendations. This is not the same letter. This is more stuff.
Letter. More Dirk.
Here are my recommendations. How about a deer? For a letter. Dear gang, here are my recommendations for binge watching during the CV situation. Mike, movie 1939 Captain's Courageous. Little Michael can watch too. TV, The Dairy Girls and Call the Midwife.
Have you all ever right? seen Captain's Courageous?
I've never seen writing that's just all over the place here. Rob/TV. Do a little editing. I don't know what's going on.
This is like a point. This is like a bullet point format is why.
Oh, okay. Rob, TV, binge all 11 seasons of Murdoch Mysteries on a skateboard.
As
soon as the doors open to Podcast Village, it's your fat head walking through the door. Binge all 11 seasons of Murdoch Mysteries. You will love this show about the Toronto Constabulary at the turn of the century. Hint, Detective Murdoch saves the life of Teddy Roosevelt twice. Oscar, here's a movie. He won't watch it because... What's going on with this letter here? I'm sorry, I can't even decipher the way it's written. I mean, it's just... there has to be a little punctuation. This is like one of those lazy mailbags again. We hadn't had one for months.
Write it up in a watch it because format. It's in black and white.
Yeah, but
Captain
there's no
Blood,
punctuation. It's hard to read. Pony has a movie. Maddie has a movie. And it's Glenda.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, wow. Glenda.
Thanks, Glenda. Appreciate it. Sorry that happened. That's Rob's fault, Glenda.
Yeah, that's you got robbed.
Hey, guys, a Vera Lynn song would be great to hear on the show. Best Bob Sagan. Who's Vera Lynn?
She was a 1940s singer in Great Britain.
It's been so long since we've had a mailbag like this. It's been so long.
It was one letter.
This one, too. They're just like randomly thrown out with no punctuation and no explanation, and I have to kind of magically decipher it. I haven't had a meltdown during the mailbag in a long time.
We haven't had the mailbag in a long time.
This is the last song that we actually played on the Mike O'Mara terrestrial show. So that's the only reason I can guess he requested it. So that's why I think he asked for Vera Lynn.
It's a sad
dear
song.
Mike, Rob, Mario, Pwnbone, and the High Priestess Mario. Of Cheddar, I am a longtime listener since D&M days and also a retired commodity trader, a current rideshare driver, and guitar maker. I have been moderately affected by recent events. I came down with a dry cough a couple of weeks ago and was miraculously able to stroll in and get tested in my small town. I still haven't heard back, but my symptoms are subsiding and I either have a regular cold or a mild version of COVID. I still have to figure out how to pay next month's mortgage with ride sharing demolished. I have one jazz musician's son in New York City and two other boys in the Puget Sound area, both hot hot spots. I, like millions of others, have plenty to worry about, and therefore my personal rules for alcohol consumption have vaporized. When I need to feed my head with something non-apocalyptic, I find myself turning to you, Mooks, for comfort. You are providing an essential and noble service by keeping the flag flying, bringing the funny, and keeping me and mine from freaking the F out. Bless you all. You are heroes. No, we're not. God bless and stay healthy. Keep the idiots informed and just keep being you, just like you. Mike Conklin. Well, that's a very nice letter. Mike. We really appreciate that. Thank you. Next letter says, hey, guys, I'm part of your long tail. I have a day job over the winter that doesn't afford me time to listen, but I farm over the summer and enjoy catching up on my TMOS backlog. So he farms over the summer? So he's a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm currently almost 100 episodes behind, but I just started this season catching up as I start to fix fence to prepare for turning cattle out to pasture. My podcast feed has been nothing but depressing. Virus talk of late. My podcast has been nothing but depressing virus talk of late, but turning on my beloved TMOS got me laughing in the first 90 seconds. Something about John Bobbitt leaving the tip at a restaurant. I don't need or want anything, but just wanted to thank you for being a much-needed breath of fresh air, and I look forward to eating that long tail. Yum. And catching up over the coming months. Aaron from Kansas. Thank you, Aaron. Stay safe. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Madeline, spelling. First, I want to say I thoroughly enjoyed the MOCP on Friday. Well, we're doing it again this coming Friday. Second, my birthday is March 28th. I will be 44 and will be celebrating in quarantine with my girlfriend, rather than with a large group of friends like we originally planned. Keep bringing the funny, especially with what we are all going through. Cheers, Matt Bazinet of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And a couple more letters. Dear all, this is a note of thanks to Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I spent last weekend and the first two work days of this week down and out due to a terrible cough.
Oh, dear.
Have you had that checked by any chance? I was feeling well enough to return to work on Wednesday.
Mm.
Then you had to go and imitate Formula One race cars. What started as laughter turned into a tremendous coughing jag. Let me ask you this, Rob, since you put it in here. Is she going to get to COVID at all, or...
No, the story has a happy ending here about what happens.
I sounded like the TB wing at the Mayo Clinic circa 1890, or maybe you sounded like you had the coronavirus. Am I missing something with this letter? I'm not sure. I could tell I was previously close to being told to go back home to recuperate some more, but after I settled down, there was nary a chest rumble for the remainder of the day. Well, that's good that... You were symptomatic and you went to work.
My takeaway is that she was on the brink of being sent home, but she was able to control that cough.
Right.
But you should stay home. If you can stay home, you should stay home. If you can,
so to everyone, I said a big thank you for breaking up my congestion.
Yeah. Well, maybe we got it out of her, Mike. We got the COVID out of her.
It wasn't COVID. It was a chest cold and the laughter.
Where
from
does
the
it
cars.
Say it was? What medical professional within this letter indicated that it was a chest cold?
Are you just assuming?
I made an assumption because the congestion broke up when she laughed at the cars, and then it was over. Her congestion was done.
That was a good bit. Though I think if you got a cough, don't go to work.
I would say so.
Yeah. That's
just going back to look at this letter here. This strange mailbag.
They're strange times, Mike. It's strange times.
They are very strange times.
You understand, Rob, right, that a coughing jag would be kind of, you know, indicative of
a problem
during this time, especially. Well, it doesn't matter. It's not like she's in one of the hot spots. Like, oh, she's from New York.
Yes.
But it was probably just a cold. We'll get some medicine at Costco for it. With gratitude, Janet Ward. I mean, you know, maybe it's just that. And maybe we got the congestion out of her. Those droplets that go into the air got out of her and into the air in her place of employment.
Right. I see your point.
Right? Any comment on that?
I see your point.
I'm just curious. Well, I mean, that's fine. You see my point. I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
It was perhaps ill-advised to share the letter in retrospect, but I'm glad she's feeling better.
Next letter says, hey, guys, I was listening to the show, and Rob was talking about his grandmother having a picture of the Pope in her home. It reminds me of a girl I used to date. Her family was very religious, and they had a large picture of Jesus in their living room. I didn't have the heart to tell them that it was actually Dan Fogelberg. That's an oldie but goodie. Bob Hampel. That's wonderful. There's a lot of paper around this studio right now. I've been doing a lot of this.
Yeah, some of it's crumpled.
There it is. That's it. No, I just and is it Janet that Janet, sent Janet, the letter yes, about Janet. The cough? Janet, please let us know if your symptoms went away and whether you were tested because you know
you're positive or negative.
Right.
Right now, if anybody gets a cold, you'd probably be a little freaked out.
You don't want to sneeze. Even if you have like a regular allergy sneeze, you stifle it. You stifle it.
Yeah, so
the
lady Cocoonville, like last week, next to me, hitting goblin, I heard her go, and I turned around. I'm like, I didn't say anything, but I wanted to go, really? All right, we'll take a break and have some COVID news for you right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
These are trying times. Isolation, uncertainty, toilet paper. What we all need is a way to connect, to vent, to reach out, to complain about toilet paper. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, and we hear you. That's why we have reopened the TMOS Yak Shack. For a limited time, call us. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Call anytime, 24/7, and tell us how you're doing. Are you healthy? Are you sane? Is your ass clean? We need to know. 888-920-6673. The Yak Shack. Now more than ever.
I just feel so boned right now.
Mike?
Of course it was Glenda. Of course it was. And now I'm the monster again.
Mike, heavy
sometimes.
Lies the crown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, Oscar. That's heavy lies the head that wears the crown. But, Mike, I really did think that the bullet point format was explainable, but I will not do that again. I'm sorry.
Well, certainly
that's
explainable. Whether it's readable was
acceptable,
another thing. It was just hard to do.
Yeah.
Well, the question remains, what will they drink? Will Mike stick with a bold yet challenging red wine? Will Rob hop aboard the vodka train? Will olives be in play? Will Oscar finally get his Jack and diet or more beer, dear? Patience, my love. All will be answered this Friday. It's the return of the MOCP. That's the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party. 4 p.m. Eastern. Can't we do it today? Join us live
today.
And tilt a few while we provide delightful cocktail banter. Plus, your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. And after the regular show, we're going to do the bonus show and put on the live video stream. So the fun continues for all. Where are they going to be able to get that video stream? A lot of people said that.
Facebook.
We say we're
going to
put
live.
It where?
Facebook Live. The Mike O'Mara Show page. The show page. It's easy. It's accessible from anyone that has a Facebook account. Facebook Live.
Very good. Make sure you have enough ice and join us at 4 p.m. Eastern this Friday. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are hundreds of commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's how we're feeding our families. Yes, Oscar?
Mike, from Pony Boy, Glenda Bloom's son, or one of her sons.
Yes.
Glenda's fine with it. At least she doesn't have a cough.
That's right.
That's
at least she
point.
Does not have a cough. Thank you, Glenda. Love you. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020 from TMOS, the TMOS bonus show, because shtick beats sick, people. Remember that. Shtick beats sick. That's our motto.
News.
How about I turn it up? Let me do it again. God damn it.
News.
The passion. I love the passion.
Passion. God. So frustrated today. You said you made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah,
I've made so many mistakes today on this show, in this perfect studio, with everything just the way I wanted, and I just mucked it. You know what? Read the mailbag. I hadn't before. Minor effort. Minimal effort. Go through it, look at it, edit it. That's it. That's it. Done. Solved. Problem over. It's Oprah's world, and Stedman is just living in it. Or to more specific, he's living in the guest house. Oprah says Stedman was, quote, late to the party in understanding just how severe the coronavirus pandemic is. So he was away on business until last Thursday. And when he got home, she wouldn't let him in the main house.
That's rough,
the main
man.
House.
That is
That's
rough.
It.
What kind of business do you suppose he was off doing?
spending her money.
Well, I thought so, yeah. Shopping, right?
I feel like Stedman runs some sort of like branch that Oprah doesn't care if it lives or dies of her empire, right? Yeah. I would say her royalty rights in Indonesia. Like he goes and runs those on those networks. Right. And if they make it or they don't, she's not upset about it. She's good.
She's off crunching a few numbers and he'll be home on Thursday.
Well, also, you know you're richer than rich when you can say she wouldn't let him stay in the main house.
True.
She told him, quote, "You ain't coming and sleeping in my bed." Literally, he goes, "I'm not." I go, "Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Social distancing doesn't mean you're going to sleep in the bed with the person when you just got off American Airlines.
That's right.
We cannot sleep play with those the paycheck. Games. We're taking it very serious.
Plus Gail's there.
That's right.
In the bed. Gail King. Oh, thanks for keeping that alive. It's official. The Summer Olympics have been postponed until 2021. This is the first time in the 120-plus year history of the Olympics that they've been postponed or canceled by anything other than war. But this is far from... But this is far from a surprise. The writing was on the wall earlier this week when Canada and Australia pulled out. Several other countries indicated they'd follow suit if the games weren't delayed. No new dates have been announced, but officials say it'll be beyond 2020.
Well, why don't we just have the Olympic Games on Easter Sunday?
It's a great day to do it. Yeah.
Then we can pack the stadiums.
Sure. Shoulder to shoulder,
Easter
Mr. President.
Sunday. Where'd you get that from?
No, I just thought it would be a beautiful day to do it on Easter Sunday.
That rant. And it wasn't even a rant. It was almost like a lucid group of words put together, and you're like, what's going on here? Like, really? Like
it kind of felt to me like he kept hitting autocomplete on the middle square on a text.
A guy on Twitter, one of Patton's followers, wrote, "Watching his press conference is like watching a student get up in front of the class and do his book report on a book he didn't read."
True.
Yes, that is
bingo.
So true.
Bingo.
That's
dead bingo,
on.
Bingo.
That's dead on.
So
wouldn't it be
goes
beautiful
on
to see
on.
Easter and all those churches full? And I'm like, what?
So there was discussion about pushing it back to the fall. However, NBC's contract with the Olympics might have prevented it, since that would conflict with the NFL season. Well, that's
people
dying. But if it's going to conflict with the NFL,
and also Bob Costas is going to have to reschedule his pink eye.
I don't think he's doing the Olympics anymore.
He's not anymore. I like the fact they did the whole thing with pink eye that one year.
According to Japanese officials, the one-year delay will trigger $5.8 billion in economic losses. I mean, just more of the fallout from this horrible virus. There will be logistical nightmares, but it's still less painful than canceling them altogether. Japan has already spent more than $26 billion to prepare Tokyo for the Games. The last time an Olympics was canceled was in 1944 due to World War II, and that involved Japan, too.
Yeah, and amazingly, they've been a key player in both incidents.
That was cruel. I just rolled into it.
It's a magical confluence of history and current events that you made magically happen.
Is that all facts?
That is facts,
the
baby.
The 1940 Olympics were initially postponed, but then canceled also because of WW2. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said... Bach.
He didn't say that.
Thomas Bach sent out a message of hope to the athletes over the postponement. Mm. So there's that. So
you got to feel for them. They spend their entire life for this one moment, and now it's all up in the air. It's sad.
Evangeline Lilly. Any fans? Do we have any fans of Evangeline
Lilly? She's going through a lovely trouble time, right? Health-wise?
Pretty lady. She angered a lot of people last week when she came out against quarantining. Saying that, she prefers freedom over life. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, especially with people that aren't sick. She may also have angered her bosses at Disney. As you probably know, Evangeline plays the Wasp in the Marvel Universe. Do you know that character?
Yes.
That,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I met her at a cocktail party with her husband, Biff.
It's Ant-Man Biff and the Wasp.
She was set to be a co-lead in the upcoming Ant-Man movie, just like she was in the last one, which was actually called Ant-Man and the Wasp. That'd be logical if she was the co-lead.
Sure.
Because there'd be an Ant-Man and then she'd be the Wasp.
Mike, they pay people in Hollywood big money to come up with creative titles.
Well, they stole it. They didn't even come up with it. They stole it from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, they bought it and then they used it.
Sure, gotta use it.
A so-called source says that because of her comments last week, they're reworking the script to, quote, severely minimize her involvement. Oh. Instead, the movie will now focus on Ant-Man's relationship with his daughter, Cassie.
Cassie Ant.
That's a quick turn.
Why am I reading this? as she becomes a superhero named Stature.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to be there.
Evangeline's been moved to a supporting role.
Boo.
Former space station commander Chris Hadfield got on YouTube and shared some pointers on how to get through this COVID situation without going nuts with the self-quarantining and the self-imposed stay-at-home, shelter-in-place. And astronaut Scott Kelly shared some great tips, too. Here are seven things they say to do. Do your research, understand the situation, and listen to the experts. Great advice. Just don't just be afraid. Find reliable sources and know the true risks you're facing. Have a good grasp on it, and that can help manage your anxiety. I so agree with that. When I watched the Cuomo press conference, even though it's not down here, it was great to see what they're up against and how they're going to tackle it. And it made me feel great that I, A, knew what was going on, and B, knew that, well, you can do this plan and we can maybe get through it. Just don't get too obsessed. I'm guilty of that. I watch too much news and I really shouldn't. Let me see. It says follow a schedule. Choose some goals, identify the obstacles, attack those goals. Think about what you want to accomplish today, this week, and this month. We can't do certain things right now, but moving forward is important. So new hobbies are a great idea. I'm back into bike riding because that's something you can do safely, even if there's a shelter in
solo,
place.
Yeah.
Some of these cities, if you're out and about, and you're not near anybody densely. Follow a schedule. Pace yourself. Don't try to do too much in a day or you'll get burnt out. Remind yourself to take breaks and make room for fun. When Scott Kelly was on the space station, he binge-watched Game of Thrones twice. So don't feel too guilty. Let me see. Get outside if you can. I'm a big believer in this. Try to get at least once a day, twice a day, some outside
time.
They recommend that. Keep a journal. That might be a thought. I mean, I read a good book. That's
Dear
one of mine.
Diary.
You know?
Today, Rob's mailbag almost killed me. Signed,
he brought it.
Uncle
he brought
Mike.
It up again. Your brother brought it up again.
I hope he's having a great day. How's your microphones doing over at M?
Touche.
Take time, connect with your loved ones. Well, I've done that. They're all here.
Yeah, it's like you can't escape that.
No, my sister just texted me before we went on the air.
Is she in Florida now?
No, she's in Maine, I believe.
Oh,
I don't think
beautiful
she's
Maine.
Good stuff. Yeah, don't come here. Kathy, you're up. You're back east. It's rougher up there. Don't come down here. Love you to death, but not really to death. All right?
Mike.
Almost. I love you almost to death.
Yeah. Take advantage of it with the technology. I FaceTimed. Elizabeth FaceTimed with Michael. Michael was on with his schoolmates today. We're all doing that. Just stay away. I don't even. And by the way, don't even bother calling me. I'm fine. Anyway, there's never been a better time in history to self-isolate. So there's that. Right? Late on Sunday night, a little something for you right now. Cops in Clearwater, Florida. Rob, with all the frustration you've had with me giving you a hard time about the mailbag.
Right on.
Now you and I are going to laugh. When I wrote this today, I thought about you and I thought about how you would react to it because, well, it'll be a new thing for us. Here we go.
Mike, I have to ask, Clearwater, is that close to you?
It's just about 2.5 hours north.
I can almost picture it.
Thank you. Clearwater, Florida. Got a call about a fight in the parking lot of a mall. And when they got there, they found a couple, quote, naked within the car, wrestling with each other. The cops separated them and questioned them to find out what happened. The couple has been together for just 6 months. They've been drinking, and then they decided to have sex in the car.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the woman went outside of the car to pee, and she used a napkin to wipe. Then she, quote, accidentally threw the napkin on her boyfriend. They started arguing and then fighting.
Yeah.
The cops determined that the guy started the fight, even though it was his response to what is referred to as the pee napkin. 21-year-old Robert Janish was arrested for domestic battery.
My God.
We always say here in Florida to our women folk, you got to get out the car to do your business. Don't be throwing the pee napkin. Pee napkin in the house. Yeah, we got pee napkin. Watch out for them pee napkins.
Hey, watch out. You better get with the pee napkin.
Pee napkin. Pee napkin. I'm going to have a chocolate pie right after I throw out all these old pee napkins.
Hey, you know what? This has been real bad with COVID. I've flat run out of pee napkins.
I got pee napkin all over the place. You don't come nowhere near me, Mr. Man, with no pee napkin. One of them is yellow pee napkins.
Put her down.
Gladys, put down that pee napkin.
Put her down. You put know down we now. Had asparagus last night. Put
come
her down.
On. Goddamn pee napkins all pee over napkin. This house.
Oh, my God.
Pee napkin. Florida pee napkin.
Was you raised in a barn?
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Pee napkin.
And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. I still use a toaster I won in a World War II raffle. Of all the countries, Mexico makes the best jumping bean. I really don't mind the masculine woman. Hey, what's the deal with trees? I miss bellboys. I like sticky things. The grocery store clerk won't make eye contact with me. God, I miss the sound of manual typewriters, but not the taste. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Buy it.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Tomorrow on the program, I'm not going to the barber. The barbershop that I go to is closed.
Ooh, yes.
They're going to be closing more things down here in Florida sooner than later, I believe, if it goes the way they're saying the county officials are going to deal with us down here. We're getting very dangerously close to a shelter in place down in Collier and Lee County down wow. here in Florida. Mm. So I haven't been able to get a decent haircut, and I'm here to tell you that on tomorrow's show, you will see either a new me or perhaps even a live haircut on the show where I'm going to allow Carla.
I love that idea.
But I think more likely you'll just see the aftermath because we're going to do it in the shower. I think that's the best way to do it.
Sexy.
You know, we've done this here on the show. Unless you have a professional doing it,
yes.
The probability of injury is high.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have it relaxed and do yes. it. This is like all the goo after I get out of the shower.
I told Chan, I was like, do you think you can handle a pair of clippers? Because I think I'm just going to buzz it like I used to just to get it over with.
I might go short on top, and we'll see what happens. And
Go short on the sides. Go short on the sides, Mike.
Rob, look freshly shaved.
I shave my head twice a week. Yeah.
All right. That looks. When's the last time you shaved it? It looks smooth.
This morning.
Oh, all right. Wonderful.
You look good.
I just heard some great news. As it turns out, the country is going back to normal and will be up and running by Easter Sunday.
That's great news.
Isn't that great? Because if you believe that a giant bunny in a sport coat can deliver hollow, waxy chocolate to your home, you might as well believe in anything. And they rolled back the stone to see that on the third day he had risen. And by he, I mean death rates.
Mm.
Satire. Anyway, you might as well look your best for the big Easter parade, right? You need Zappos. Seriously, isn't it great that as the world is crumbling, you still have access to the best fashion in the land? Zappos rocks. This is the 20th year. Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Thank you, Zappos. You're our favorite. Now let's hope those hollow plastic eggs have ventilators in them. Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault today. This is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
We're going to have a very animal-centric audio vault today because I have two things that I really adore. Bonus, good-sized show today for you guys. Hope you're enjoying the extra length. The dog is named Odafin.
Why, are we running late?
A little bit. I mean, news was longer. The mailbag was a little longer. We're fine. It's a little bonus extra today. Odafin is the name of the dog. He's a hound dog. And we just ran a little long.
Can you make your part of the show a little shorter?
I can.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, and planned on it.
Okay.
Like, what is our running time currently? What is it right now?
I think right now we are at about 82 minutes.
What is that as far as an hour and what? Hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah. So
we're, hour and 20. So that would normally be the end of the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all right. That's all right. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Mike,
go ahead. Give us your best animal sounds.
Odafin is a hound dog. He's owned by a guy named Peter Schultz, and he posted on Twitter that his dog sings along to the theme of Law and Order. Now, as you know, Law and Order is on all the time. So the dog is asleep, and the theme comes on. Gets up.
I love big dogs.
Now, that'd be funny enough if it happened once, right?
Right.
But what if it happened again? Different post.
You can hear it on the background. Law and Order theme.
It's great. I love it.
You don't know what's in their brain or their ears to make them.
I've spent so much extra time with my dog over this coronavirus. It's funny. He has like a schedule. He comes down. He gets on the couch. He sleeps there for a little while. Goes up. Checks things. They have their little world.
Yeah,
and you don't realize.
Absolutely.
But wait. He did it again. Third post on Twitter.
I love this.
Dog loves Jerry Orbach, Mike. Love that's it. Basically what it is. So anyway, that's Odif and the dog. Now, businesses are having trouble. They're having to shutter. The government is making them shut down. There's one place, though, in Los Angeles that's doing okay. The weed stores. The legalized weed stores. Mm. Here we have an owner of a weed store in Los Angeles.
It's been crazy, to say the least. People are buying weed like they're buying toilet paper. They think there will be a shortage. They think they'll be locked up in their house with someone they may or may not want to be with and may have to smoke their way through it.
Maya, smoke your way through it.
That's a great guy. What a great actuality. They might have to smoke their way through it.
Now, do you remember yesterday in the news we were talking about words that people say differently? One of them was Oscar mentioned salmon was one.
Yes.
Well, we all said the round food that you have with cream cheese and lox, we all say bagel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a listener sent me a clip from the movie, the show Community with Jillian Jacobs. It's an NBC show. Check this out. They wrote a whole joke about it.
Oh. 13.
Oh, great. So much for bagels.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel.
So I had no idea. It's obviously a thing, but it made me laugh. I did enjoy it.
It is
all
funny.
Right. We close with this. This is a two-part tape. Family was at SeaWorld or someplace like SeaWorld watching sea lions frolic in the water. And, you know, we love animal sounds. So this is the sea lion sort of roaring as he's frolicking in the water. This is a sea lion.
He's like slapping the water.
That's the sea lion?
Yes. So what happened is
that is the sound of the. It sounds like a guy screaming.
Well, wait, it gets better. That's a sea lion. So the YouTube community found this video and said that doesn't sound like a sea lion. And it's my own fault for bringing him up today through no fault of his own. That sea lion yells like Tom Hanks. So first, here is the sea lion. Okay.
He's like slapping the water.
Here's Tom Hanks. Sea lion. Tom Hanks. And now I know because
you're
dying for
it. That's when he hurts his hand. That's when he hurts his hand when he's trying to make fire.
Yeah.
And I know you're dying for it. The sea lion and Tom Hanks together.
He's like slapping the
line. But I'm pleased to say the sea lion has not tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Well, hopefully tomorrow, a different day. We'll see what happens. It's Thirsty Thursday, but we're going to wait because Friday we have our cocktail party.
Yes.
We got to get out of here. Stay safe. Wash your hands. If your leaders in government are telling you to shelter in place, try to do it. Try
Please.
To stay 6 feet away. Social distancing. You know, not the end of the world to try to do that. Mm-hmm. And let's do what we can. And by the way, the asshats are out there, folks. They're out there. They're trying to make hay. They're trying to bloviate. They're trying to give you misinformation. Listen to the educated people in the medical community that are smarter than we are, that know what to tell you. And that includes the very highest levels Pay attention to the people that matter, all right? There are plenty of them that are working their asses off right now, and we owe it to them as Americans to pay attention. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael O'Mara is saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I love you, Glenda. I do. I am really sorry. And Rob, reprint that, and I will read it at the beginning of the show. All right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Maybe for future reference, Glenda Bloom writes that I wouldn't have done that. It's going to trouble me all day long. All right? So that's it. Tony, Maddie, everybody, take care. We'll see you next time. Michael, hit the sound effects. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note. And you know what? It would be a challenge to actually find someone who could sing worse than you.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Pizza, pizza.